Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. Listen to this. It's the truth. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. That's good news, y'all. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, You Are the Strength of My Life, from the live recording, We Are the Army. This song was born way back in the day, on June 10th of 1988. Here's what I wrote about the song when I received it. What can I say? This song all began because the Lord was preparing me to share with the world how God had transformed my life. Sharing publicly was something I never planned on doing. But only 1 month after receiving this song, God had me do just that. Before I shared, two good friends told me how foolish I was to do such a thing. They told me that I would lose everything, that I would lose my family, my future, my ministry. I shared anyway. God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. He has chosen the weak things of this world to show forth His great strength. Bless the Lord. Y'all, this song is my heart song. As I learn more about laying down my life for the sake of others, I know I must become more and more transparent. It is through a transparent life that His light is free to shine. And when His light is allowed to shine through freely, His power is released to do far more than we ever imagined. Get this. No other God could ever do what my God does. No other God could take a homosexual and make him a new person with new desires. No other God could take a prostitute and make her a completely new person with new desires. No other God has the answers for the questions and problems of today like our God, like our Lord Jesus. Now, it may seem foolish to the world to say that God has changed my identity, but the truth is that He has. It may seem weak to admit that I could not rescue myself, or that I was a complete and utter failure, or that I was trapped without hope in my depravity. But the moment I got honest with God about my need, about my weakness, I was set free and given a brand new identity in Christ. And what seemed so foolish has been shown to bring eternal wisdom because I see what God sees rather than what the enemy wants me to see. I glory in my weakness. Why? Because it gives me a better view of my need for a Savior. I glory in my physical weakness of Parkinson's. Why? Because it gives me a better view of how God wastes nothing in my life. I glory in the times of mental anguish and temptation because it helps me focus on my absolute and utter need for rescue and redemption. I glory in my weakness. Why? Because God's grace really is sufficient to meet me at the point of my need and His strength. Let's listen to the song as I originally recorded it and allow the Lord to fill us with His grace.
For I have found in my weakness.
Father, thank you that in our weakness you are our strength. Let us never forget that. Let us hold on to that truth today and walk in it. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 9 says this, "Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me." This is the Apostle Paul writing. "And he has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.'" Guys, I will never forget the freedom I found in finally going public with my testimony the first time way back in July of 1988. As I look back, I easily see why God gave me this song when he did. He knew I would need it. John 8:32, you all know this, says this, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." I never got free until I took the first step truth requires, and that was my own honest confession of my need for Jesus. He had the power to change me. I did not. He had the power to love me. I did not. He had the power to restore me. I did not. He had the power to heal me of my sin and rid me of my shame. I did not. That's good news, y'all. When we are weak, he is strong. In 2003, I recorded another version of the song, "You Are the Strength of My Life," on a collection called "I Cry Holy." And I'd like to share it with you this week as a bonus song, if you don't mind. So let's enjoy another version of the same song. Can't hurt, can it?
I will glory in my weakness. found in my weakness, that you will be the strength of my life. So Lord, please keep me in weakness. Melt my heart in your life. Fill me, Lord, with your brokenness. Pour through me with the strength of your life.
My song.
You
Hallelujah. The Lord is the strength of our life. Guys, let's purpose to walk in God's grace in the coming days. As long as this world has sin in it, there is a need for God's grace. As long as the world brings temptation our way, there is a need for grace. As long as we exist, there is a need for God's grace. And the best part of all, He offers it freely. So get yourself some grace today and walk in victory. It's ours for the taking. I love today's podcast. I just love this song. And today's episode, as usual, is brought to you by MPDesignsJewelry.com. At MPDesignsJewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artists and my amazing, beautiful, wonderful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Guys, she prays over every piece she makes, prays over the life of the person she's creating it for. It's just a special gift you can give to somebody. Check it out, MPDesignsJewelry.com. Now, if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing cost of and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind. I also have two fantasy book series. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn, a 3-book series, and the other is called The Barons of Bryn. So far, a two-book series with more in the works. I also have children's books, devotional books, and even a thriller called The Short Life. Check them out for me if you get a chance. They're on Amazon. Well, I've said quite enough today. This is a longer podcast than usual, but I have absolutely loved it. I just love this song. It has brought joy to my soul and encouragement to my soul. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song, You Are the Strength of My Life, from the live recording We Are the Army, or from the studio album I Cry Holy, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else about today's podcast, remember this, God loves you right where you are, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.